Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, January 22nd. Today on Forbes, study finds many Americans with mental health conditions want access to psychedelics. A new study conducted by the Harris Poll and Delek Holdings Corp. found that 65% of affected Americans want access to psychedelics for mental health. Respondents who self-reported that they suffer from a mental health condition say that psychedelic medicine, including ketamine, psilocybin mushrooms, and MDMA, should be made available to patients with treatment-resistant anxiety, depression, or PTSD. Delek CEO Matt Stang says, quote, "The pandemic has skyrocketed the need for psychedelic wellness. We're at a tipping point where the data and science regarding psychedelic therapies have become undeniable in treating a variety of serious conditions. As it stands, ketamine is legal in the U.S. for medical use. Ketamine is an FDA-approved anesthetic and can be prescribed for a myriad of ailments in a regulated setting by licensed clinicians. Psilocybin, like cannabis, is still considered a Schedule I drug in the eyes of the federal government. Therefore, its sale and use is illegal, despite some states and cities that have begun to decriminalize mushrooms. Beginning in 2019, psilocybin has been decriminalized in Denver, Oregon, and Santa Cruz. The state of California even has a measure on the 2022 ballot that would decriminalize psychedelic medicine in the state. Psychedelic wellness companies like Delek are eager for this legal movement. It echoes the beginning of the weed industry we know today, as states began decriminalizing prior to legalization several decades ago. The largest clinical study to date affirms psilocybin's efficacy in treatment-resistant depression. Ketamine has even more substantial clinical research backing up its use for depression, anxiety, and PTSD. For full coverage, check out Lindsay Bartlett's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.